This morning, I want to bring to you the Word of God on the topic, You are with me and seeking the presence of God.
今天我早上要跟大家分享的主题是你与我同在，我们来寻求神的同在。
Let's go through a few verses in the Bible.
我们来一起翻开我们的圣经，我们来读一些圣经。
First place is in Psalm 23:4.
第一处是在诗篇23章第四节。
It says, even though, do we have the projector?
We should have the slide.
And give him a moment to get it ready.
Okay.
Thank you. It says here, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And the next place is Exodus 33.
下一处要读的是出埃及记33章。
There are 16 verses that we'll go through.
我们今天要读16节。
And we'll alternate reading in English, and you follow in Chinese so we don't repeat.Here, and then he can read the next part in Chinese, you follow in English. So I start with the English.
好，我们先用英文来读，然后再用中，我们不重复来读同样一段。
Verse 1, Then the Lord said to Moses, Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. Verse 2, I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are the stiff-necked people. I will destroy you on the way.
好，我们接下来用中文读四到六节，百姓听见这凶信就悲哀，也没有人佩戴装饰。耶和华对摩西说：“你告诉以色列人说，耶和华说，你们是应着景象的百姓。我若一霎时临到你们中间，必灭绝你们。现在你们要把身上的装饰摘下来，使我可以知道怎样待你们。”以色列人从住何烈山以后，就把身上的装饰摘得干净。
Verse 7-9, in English. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp, some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances to their tent, watching Moses until he entered the tent.As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses.
十到十二节，众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，都起来，个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。摩西对耶和华说：“你吩咐我说将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。”
I want to call your attention to the second part of verse 11.
我想要大家注意第十一节的第二段。
But his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent.
有一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Okay, let's move on to verse 13 through 16. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.Then Moses said to them, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else would distinguish me and your people from all the people on the face of the earth? Now ending in verse 16, Moses asked two questions.
在16节结束的时候，摩西问了两个问题。
In a way, he's asking the Lord, but mostly he's asking the question for us.
他虽然是在问耶和华，但是他是在为我们问这个问题。
His question is simply, what is the presence of God?
他基本上是在问什么是神的同在。
Why this is so important?
为什么神的同在如此重要呢？
It's also showing us how we could enter into the presence of God.
他也指示我们怎么样能够进入神的同在。
And this morning's sermon is on seeking the presence of God.
今天早上我们的主题是寻求神的同在。
And we can skip the introduction. According to church history, there's a story told on St. Francis.
就根据我们教会的历史St. Francis 他讲了一段话。
There's a story about him that he likes to do woodwork.
St. Francis 有一个故事关于 St. Francis， 因为他喜欢做木工。
Every time he gets a chance, he goes to his lab and get his hands on the tools and do some woodwork.
他每次有时间的时候，他就到他的工作室里头，他就开始做一些木工。
And one time he is very carefully making a wooden bowl.
有时他很仔细小心地做了一个木碗。
He spent a lot of time designing it and carving it so that, you know, he's getting really proud that he's making such a great handiwork.
他花了很多时间来雕琢来设计这个碗，所以他觉得很骄傲，他做了这么样一个碗。
One day in his prayer,
有天
在他 he kept thinking about that bowl.
有天在他祷告当中，他一直在思想他做的那个碗。
He was trying really hard to concentrate on praying, but that bowl just about, how should I finish, you know, carving that, what color should I paint over, all kinds of thoughts about the bowl came to his mind.
所以虽然他想要努力的仔细专心的祷告，可是那个碗一直出现到他脑海，他想我要那个碗要怎么雕琢，要漆什么颜色。
He was frustrated, and then he said, well, who would have thought this little bowl has such power to distract me from coming close to God?
他非常气，他没有想到说这么一个小小的碗能够阻隔他来到神的面前。
Then he said, well, since that's the case, I'm going to dedicate it to God.
他想，既然是这样，我就想把这个碗献给神。
He just threw it into the fire.
他就把这个碗丢到火里头去了。
That ended the story.
这个故事就这么结束。
You know, many saints through church history pay great price to pursue the Lord.
所以在教会历史上很多的圣民，他们付出极大的代价来追求神。
Why they care so much about God and God's presence?
为什么他们那么关心神或者神的同在呢？
It wasn't just a routine prayer every time we come before Him.
这并不每次我们在他的面前，并不是就是一个形式上的祷告。
Or just a melody and some words we offer through the lips.
或者是就光是用我们嘴唇来讲出一些话。
It's how much we treasure His own presence that matters.
而是我们怎么样来珍惜他与我们同在，这才是重要的。
That is how this purpose of creation being fulfilled.
这就是他所造之物能够成就他所造之物的旨意。
And Brother Lawrence said this thing. He said, "We are made for God alone." Who can only be pleased when we turn away from ourselves to devote ourselves to Him?
这个劳伦斯弟兄他讲过一句话说，我们是单为神而造，唯有放下自己全然奉献才能取悦于神。
Many years ago, there's another church leader called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said this phrase that struck to my heart for the many years. He called this, careless Christians regarding the cheap grace.
在多年以前，同样有一位教会历史 Dietrich Bonhoeffer， 他讲过一句话，让同样的很感动我。他讲说，我们常常是谈到这个神的这个廉价的恩典。
He said cheap grace makes cheap Christians.
他说廉价的恩典造就廉价的基督徒。
And make people think about God is a cheap God.
让人呢想到这个神就是个廉价的神。
When you take God carelessly, it may turn out that people see that your God is just a cheap God.
当我们调不清醒、掉以轻心的对待神的时候，人家就看我们的神看为是非常的廉价。
It's like someone had no knowledge of the precious stones, just tossing the 2-carat diamond, you know, from place to place and mixing them with your chopsticks and teaspoons.
就好像一个人他对宝石很有研究，他就把那个两克拉的钻石丢了，跟你的一些你的汤匙什么都混在一起。
No, normal people wouldn't do that. They would carefully preserve.Their jewelries.
你知道一般人他不会这么做，他会很仔细小心的来保存他们的宝，他们的这个珠宝。
Because they see great value in those things.
因为他们在这些珠宝中看到非常高的价值。
So let's first come to the first point of the study this morning. What is the presence of God?
所以我们来到今天我们所要讲的第一点就是什么是神的同在。
Why did Moses care so much about having it for the journey?
为什么摩西为着他前面的 路程有没有神同在他那么的关心呢
In verse 3 of Exodus and 4 it says here Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey But then in the end of verse 5 God says here But I would not go with you
在出埃及记33章三节四节他讲到领你到那牛奶与蜜之地我自己不同你们上去因为你们是应着景象百姓恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝
The background is that in Exodus 32 it happened that the people committed a sin
这个背景就是在出埃及记32章 那时候人那些以色列人他们犯了罪
Chapter 32 of Exodus perhaps was the darkest chapterin the history of Israel.
这个32章大概就是以色列历史上最黑暗的一章。
It's after the people are rescued from the power of Egypt that they committed to idolatry.
就是在他们被从埃及王手中救出来以后他们又去拜偶像。
Instead of worshiping the creator God, they worship the created material. They made it into a golden calf.
他们没有去拜造他们的神，而去拜他们手所造的这个金牛犊。
Besides being just committing to a form of idolatry, but they also committed inward defilement.
他们不但是外表上他们去敬拜偶像，而且在里面他们也亵渎神。
It turned their hearts away from God toward the power of man.And men's hands.
他们把心远离神，然后来信靠这些用人所造的人的能力。
But then in verse 15, Moses was pleading with God.
但是在十五节的时候，摩西跟神祷告。
He said, "Here after the Lord said to Moses, 'Tell the Israelites in verse 5, you are stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you for a moment.'" I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you. In verse 15, then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.
33章第五节这边耶和华对摩西说你告诉以色列人说耶和华说你们是应着景象的百姓我若一霎时临到你们中间必灭绝你们现在你们要把身上的装饰摘下来使我可以知道怎样待你们第十五节摩西说你若不亲自和我同去就不要把我们从这里领上去
Here the presence of God appears several times
这边很多地方有几处的地方讲到神的同在
Why would God want to take a people out of Egypt, the bondage of Egypt, and yet not to go with them?
为什么神要把人从埃及的捆绑底下解救出来，却不跟他们同去？
Why would God deliver us from the power of sin, make us Christians, and leave us swim or sink?
为什么神把我们从罪恶当中解救出来，却让我们在那边在罪里头，在那边在浮在沉
Do Christians ever feel that they are alone in this journey of a Christian walk?
我们基督徒在这个属灵的道路上，我们是不是应该觉得孤单呢
？No, God's presence is what God has predesigned to be with His people.
不是的，因为神他是预定他要与他的子民同在。
The presence of God was used in the original word, the face of God.
这个 神的同在在原来的原文里头，它是代表神的脸面。
To say I'm in someone so and so's presence means you are in his face or with him face to face.
说他与人同在是表示我们跟他是面对面。
So when the Bible talks about seeking his face or versus seeking his presence, they speak of the one and the same thing.
所以当圣经讲到寻求他的面或寻求他的同在，这是同样一件事。
And when we come to church, we don't seek just friendship or fellowship, we see God's face.
所以我们来到教会，我们不是在寻求友谊或者是团契，我们是在寻求神的面。
What's in the face of God?
神的面到底是什么呢？
Humanly speaking is how the person looks.
对我们人来说，这是人他到底长得怎么样。
But we know it's more than that, right?
但是我们知道这不仅仅是这样。
We live in the day of telecommunication, where don't usually encourage the human interaction.
所以我们现在在这种高科技的时代，我们常常不鼓励说人跟人之间的亲密的接触。
Yes, we may communicate.
也许我们可以互相的联系。
But we do not understand.
但是我们不明白。
Say you're exchanging email with someone so and so.
像我们用电子邮件跟别人联系的时候，
or you talk on the phone with so and so.
所以我们用电话跟人家联系的时候，
sometimes you get really frustrated.
有时候我们觉得很气馁。
And sometimes you misunderstood the other person what they're trying to tell you.
有时候我们误解了对方要跟我们说的。
You can read your anger into interpreting an email.
你知道，有时候你看的电子邮件，你可以用一个很生气的态度来解释这个 email.
But you can't see the emotions on their face.
但是你看不到他们脸上的表情。
It's more than just what the person looks like, but also what's going through the heart and mind of a person.
并不是单单是看他长相怎么样，而是看到他的内心感觉怎么样。
In the Bible, when it talks about the face of God, it refers to who he is and what he does.
在圣经里头讲到神的面，就代表是他是怎么样的人，或者是他所做的。
It means his entire being.
这表示他的全人。
And when God says, I will give you my whole being, that means a lot.
当神说我把我的全人给你，这是很多的。
And then the question is, do you care about God's entire being?
但是这个问题就是，我们是不是在乎这神的全人？
When God is sending the people to the land of promise, yet he is not there at the land of promise, what does that mean?
当神把他子民差遣到那个应许之地，但他却不在那边等候他们，这是什么意思呢？
It almost means it's an empty church. It's a church filled with people, but there's no God among the people.
这是代表一个教会，一个空洞的教会，虽然有很多人，但是神并不在他们当中。
When the people committed such a great sin before God, that sin broke the fellowship between them and God.
当人们犯罪，这个罪就把人跟神隔绝。
And the Bible in Exodus 33 tells us, now Moses will have to leave the camp to pitch a tent outside in order to meet with God.
在出埃及记33章这边讲到，摩西他必须离开那个他们扎营的地方，到外面来跟神见面。
It's almost like you go to church and you leave feeling, man, I better go someplace to worship God.
就好像你来到教会，你想说，哦，我也许应该到别的地方来敬拜神。
Are you supposed to meet with God here at this church?
我们是应该在教会当中敬拜神。
Are you supposed to feel, wow, I'm a different person after the service today?
我们应该是感觉到我们今天在我们的崇拜以后，我们是变了一个人一样。
Because he is here.
因为他在这边。
He makes all the difference.
他在我们当中就造成了不同的影响。
It isn't just that the music is better or the singing is better.
并不是因为这个音乐或者是唱歌唱得多好。
Or even the message is better put together.
也不是因为这个信息今天讲得比较好。
But the presence of God is so real. You just can't leave this place without feeling he has touched you.
而是神的同在是这么的真实，你离开这个地方，你觉得说他真是触摸到你。
To the people Israelites,They have one thought, but Moses had another thought.
这些以色列人他们有他们的念头，但是摩西他有另外的想法。
The people Israelites may feel in a practical sense Hey, without God, we don't stand a chance on those enemies on the way.
虽然那些以色列人，他们也许在就实际上来讲，他们认为说没有神的话，他们没办法抵挡那些敌人。
The first enemy they faced after they crossed the Red Sea was the Amalekites.
在他们过了红海，他们第一次碰到那个第一个敌人就是 Amalekites， 是亚玛利人。
I sometimes I read that as Americans.
有时候我把它读成美国人。
Wow, they're in America. That is a very hard battle to fight.
这个是很难打胜的一场仗。
And then they also came across the seven tribes of Canaan. One of them is the Perizzites.
他们也碰到这个迦南地他们七个敌人中一个叫做 Perizzites。
I don't know that in the Chinese, but in a sense, I just feel that, boy, it is a tough journey to enter the land of promise.
所以我想要就是这个到应许之地这段旅程是非常的艰难。
So the Israelites had some sense in a practical way. They're thinking, without God, oh man, we don't stand a chance to enter the land of promise.
所以就实际上来说，以色列人他们认为没有神的话，他们很难到这个应许之地。
But to Moses, even though they could enter into the land overflowing with milk and honey, yet without God, that place is to be pitied.
但是在摩西的想法，他们虽然能够进到牛奶与蜜的应许之地，如果没有神的话，那个地方也是很可悲的一个地方。
He has the right sense.
他的感觉是对的。
He knows what is a diamond, what is a regular rock.
他知道什么是宝石，什么是一个普通的石头。
The rest of the guys may be packing up their whole bag, heavy filled with rocks.
其他人也许他们的袋子里就装满了这些石头。
And Moses knows if I just get that one stone, I'm all set.
但是摩西知道，我只要抓住那一块石头，我就好了。
My friends, do you know the presence of God?
朋友们，我们知不知道什么是神的同在呢
？Do you care about the presence of God？
我们是不是关心神的同在呢
？Do you pursue the presence of God？
我们是不是追求神的同在呢
？Someone classified the categorized the presence of God into three ways. The first one is the omnipresence of God.
有人把这个神的同在分成三等，第一个就是神是omni 无所不在。
It doesn't matter what you do, He's there with you anyway.
不管你做什么，他都是与你同在。
You can't hide, you can't run. There's no place you can escape from God's presence because this is His created world.
你不管躲，你不能躲藏或逃避，因为神一直与你同在，因为他这是我们所有人都是他所造的。
It is the most objective presence of God.
这是神最具体的一个同在，最客观的一个同在。
But then the second kind of presenceIs the indwelling presence, is the subjective presence of God.
但是第二种同在，神的同在是主观的同在。
Yes, I could be here, meeting with you this morning.
我可以在这边与大家一起聚会。
In the physical presence.
是在这个肉体上的同在。
But how much do we know each other?
但是我们彼此有多么的了解呢
？And if I would say, you take me out to dinner tonight.
那如果说你今天晚上请我去吃晚饭
，He may turn me down like, who do you think you are?
你也许会拒绝我说你认为你是谁
？Do we have room in our hearts for the presence of God?
我们在我们心里是不是有空间让神与我们同在
？Yes, He's here, but do we welcome Him?
是他在这边，但是我们是不是欢迎他呢
？Do we have the indwelling presence of God?
我们是不是有神内住的同在
？Then the third one comes naturally.
然后第三个就是很自然的。
It's called the manifest presence of God.
就是神同在的彰显。
What is that?
这是什么呢
？It is someone sees the presence of God through you.
就是人借着经过你看到神的同在。
They may not be a Christian.
他们也许不是基督徒。
They may be a young Christian.
他们也许是个年轻的基督徒。
But when these Christians gather, oh, they can give a testimony that God is there with them.
但是当这些基督徒在一起聚集的时候，他们可以见证说神与他们同在。
Now, how can God's people be together yet without God?
神的子民怎么能够在一起，但是没有神的同在呢
？That's why Moses cares so much about God's presence.
这就是为什么摩西那么关心神的同在。
He will say, I don't care about your promises.
他说我不在乎你的应许。
I don't care your promise of milk.
我不在乎你所应许牛奶。
I don't care about your promise of honey.
我也不在乎你所应许的蜜。
I don't care about your promise of land.
我也不在乎你所应许的地。
But I cared about your presence.
但是我在乎你的同在。
He knows where God's presence is, where is the fullness of all things.
他知道只要有神的同在，那里就有神全然的丰盛。
Let's move into the second part of the study.
让我们看看我们今天信息的第二点。
What does the presence of God do?
神的同在有什么用处呢？
Well,First, as we were studying the background, remember reading Exodus 30, chapter 32, that the people of Israel committed a heartbreaking sin.
在我们读出埃及记32章的时候，我们看到以色列人犯了罪。
Let me read this passage to you.
让我来读这段经文。
And it explains how we could lose the presence of God.
他这边可以看到，让我们看到我们怎么样能够丧失神的同在。
In Exodus 32,
出埃及记32章
verse 5, 6, and 35,
第五节、第六节，还有35节。
When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings afterward.They sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Verse 35. And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made.
亚伦看见就在牛犊面前筑坛，且宣告说，明日要向耶和华守节。次日清早，百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭，就坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。耶和华杀百姓的缘故，是因他们同亚伦做了牛犊。
Whenever the sin of idolatry is committed, there are always two aspects to it.
当我们犯了敬拜偶像的罪的时候，通常都有两个原因。
There are two aspects. The first one is the outward shameful testimony.
第一点就是这外面的shameful
羞耻的见证。
在外表这种羞耻的见证。
It is when people see you, they think of, wow, what a lousy faith you have.
当人们看到你的时候，他们会认为说 你所信仰的真是差劲。
And sometimes when we go, share the gospel with people, don't we always have that concern people may get turned away from our deeds?
当我们去向别人传福音的时候，我们是不是也常常担心别人会因为我们自己的行为会跌倒呢？
I go to work Monday through Friday, just like many of you.
我就像各位很多人一样，我礼拜一到礼拜我去上班。
The first thing I do, logging on the computer, is to pray that God, I will be a good testimony for you through the day.
每一天早上我开电脑前，我就向神祷告说，主啊，愿今天我能够成为你好的见证。
And most of my colleagues know I'm a Christian.
我大部分的同事都知道我是基督徒。
And at first, I felt it was hard to, you know, avoid the situation they get turned off by Christianity.
有时候我觉得我们要怎么样不让别人跌倒这件事情是很难的。
But through by God's grace through time, I found it pretty natural.
但是因为神的恩典，我发现这是很自然可以做到的。
And they begin to see a genuine person in you who has a faith that is also genuine.
他们可以看到你是这么一个真实的人，他们也可以从你身上看到你的真实的
心。Idolatry doesn't mean you build an idol and worship.
敬拜偶像并不是我们造出一个偶像我们来敬拜。
Idolatry is you turn your heart to anything other than God.
拜偶像是代表我们转向其他一切不是神的东西。
It could be just your attitude, how you cared about work, getting the recognition at work.
也许这是你的态度，就是我们在工作场所，我们怎么样得到我们应得的奖励。
Or how you care about getting all straight A's,
或是
so you can brag about it.
或者是我们担心我们怎么样能够把功课全部拿到 A, 我们可以夸口。
The top schools and the top education.
我们到最好的学校，最好的教育。
When you value those things as the boast of this world, then they are, in essence, idolatry.
当你觉得这些是最重要的时候，这就是拜偶像。
But besides the outward shameful testimony, there's also the inward defilement.
这不但是一个外表这种侮慢的一种见证，而且对里头也是一种亵渎神。
And realizing that our God is everywhere, there's nothing we can hide from Him, not even our hearts.
我们知道我神是无所不在，所以即使在我们内心里头，我们也没办法躲避。
Then we know these people committed a very foul sin of idolatry.
所以我们看到这些人，他们犯了非常严重的这个拜偶像的罪。
Their outward behavior brought shameful testimony.
他们外表的行为带来了不好的见证。
And their inward defilement broke the heart of God.
然后他们里头的亵渎神也伤了神的心。
And that is how the Israelites lost the presence of God.
这就是以色列人为什么失掉了神的同在。
Let's move on to see what God's presence can do to us.
哦，我们接下来继续看神的同在有什么用处呢？
The psalmist has this wonderful insight to God's presence.In Psalm 23:4,
写诗篇的人对神的同在有非常透彻的见解。
He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And then Moses.Had this experience with God. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. In verse 14, the Lord replied, My presence will go with you and I will give you rest.
所以摩西也有这种经验。他十三、十四节他说，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。十四节，耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
How could the psalmist, the shepherd boy David, be so sure of his life?
为什么写诗篇的人这个大卫呢？他这么明确的知道神与他同在。
How could he not fear evil?Or death.
他为什么对这些死亡迫害完全都不害怕呢？
How could he not fear the dangerous environments he faced day to day?
他为什么对他每天碰到这些危险的环境都一点都不害怕呢？
He knows he's never alone.
他知道他永不孤单。
He knows his little strength plus God's infinite strength equals infinite strength.
他知道他一点点的能力加上神无限的能力等于无限的能力。
It isn't that a little strength added more, but it becomes the infinite strength.
他并不是小小力量加上一点，而是他加上是无穷的能力。
And he knows he's not alone, that gives him all the courage.
就是因为他知道他并不孤单，所以他给他的所有他有的勇气。
And I remember the first time I was watching the movie Lion King.
当我记得我第一次看到那个狮子王那部电影。
It gave me a spiritual lesson.
它给我一个属灵的教训。
Not that the whole thing was so creditable, but the scene that when Simba was standing tall in front of the lions, that scene taught me a lot.
当我看到那个 Simba, 他站在高高的地方，在所有的这个狮子前面的时候，这一幕景象教了我一个很好的功课。
He was cornered in by all these wild, bad lions, right? 他被挤到一个角。
他被所有这些
坏，
他被所有的这些恶狮子挤到一个角落。
And he tried to roar to scare these.Dangerous enemies away, right?
他想要大声吼叫来把这些他的敌人吓走。
At first, it didn't work.
刚开始的时候没有用。
Because not just his own roar and his own strength.
因为那只是他自己的吼叫。
But then a shadow appeared.
但后来有一个影子出现。
The shadow of his father, the Lion King.
这是他的父亲这个狮子王的影子。
And then he roared again.
然后他又再次的吼叫。
And this time it worked.
然后这次就有用了。
Is that his strength or his word that worked?
这是靠他自己的能力或是他自己的吼叫才有用吗？
No, but when he stands in the shadow of his father, he's connected to the strength of his father.
不是，而是因为当他站在他父亲的影子底下的时候，他就跟他父亲的能力连接上。
When David realized he's never out in the wilderness by himself, but he has a shepherd God.Watching him day and night, what's there to fear?
当大卫他明白到他并不是单独在旷野放羊，而是他那个神一直与他同在，他就完全没有惧怕。
And we know God's presence brings us three very precious things.
那我们知道神的同在带给我们三件宝贝的东西。
First, it deepens our personal knowledge of who God is and what He can do.
他加深了我们对他的神的了解，而且他所能做的事情。
Then it gives us the comfort when comfort is very hard to find.
他也给我们很大的安慰，当我们找不到别的安慰的时候。
And what God gives them is even more precious. He said, "You know what? My presence will be with you. I will give you rest."
你知道神给他更超过这个神的同在，他说：“我不但给你我的同在，而且我给你安息。”
That rest is not just take a nap in the afternoon.
这个安息并不是下午睡个午觉。
It is for people who struggle for years with depression. They have to take medicine to go to sleep, but they have God. All of a sudden, miraculously, they are restored. They can rest well in God.
就是有的人他非常心理沮丧，他必须要靠药物来治疗他晚上才能睡觉，而使他感觉到神与他同在。
And the knowledge of God is also that presence of God will bring to us.
神的同在让我们认识他。神的同在让我们能够认识他。
And that ultimately should carry us into a deeper relationship with God.
这能够把我们带到跟神有进一步关系。
Knowledge isn't just about knowing something.
这个知识并不代表我们光光是知道。
That knowledge is beyond knowing, but is also having.
这个知识是不但是知道，而且是我们拥有。
You study about the joy of God, but you never have joy.
我们可以研读我们因神的喜乐，但是我们可以没有拥有这个喜乐。
And after you talk people, even though you're a pastor, about joy, you put a question mark there. Joy?You know?
虽然你是牧师，你教导你的会众这个喜乐，但是你在这个喜乐后面还放了一个问号。
And when you come to the topic of peace, you put a question mark there. Peace?
当你谈到这个平安，你也在平安后面加上一个问号。
My friends, that deepened knowledge is in our intimate fellowship. It's in not just knowing, but having the reality from God.
我们知道这个不单单是知道，而且是我们真正的明白有这个实际，我们是跟神同在。
And then that knowledge gives us comfort.
这样的认知给我们安慰。
Give you the confidence is more sure and more real than this table being here that God is here right now.
这种安慰可以比这个桌子更能够让更实际的让我们知道神现在是与我们同在。
That's how Simba can escape the lion's attack.
这就是 Simba 他为什么能够逃开其他那些狮子的攻击。
That's how David can withstand the wilderness and the dangers in there.
这也就是大卫为什么能够在旷野里头碰到危险还能够有平安。
And that presence of God ultimately will give us.The rest.
这个神的同在到最后就是会给我们平安。
It is a condition of content and satisfied.
这是一种满足的一种感觉。
If you take God's presence outside of Christianity, then I guarantee you will not have any of the three things I mentioned.
如果你没有神的同在，我可以保证你就没有我们刚刚所提到这三件事情。
You will not have the reality of the knowledge of God.
你不会有这种实际认识神的这样的知识。
You will not have the confidence or comfort in God.
你也不会从神那边得到安慰，得到信心。
And you will not have the rest.
你也不会得到安息。
Is that your Christianity today?
这是不是我们今天我们的这个属灵的状况呢？
And we move into the last part of the study this morning, and how we may plug in, enter into God's presence.
然后我们看到我们今天最后要提的一点，我们怎么能够进入神的同在呢？
Let me read to you Exodus 33:12-13.Then Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, you have found favor with me. Verse 13, If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people.
出埃及记33:12-13，摩西对耶和华说：“你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我爱你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。”13，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
A second part is John 14:15-16.
然后第二部分就是约翰福音14:15-16.
If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
The third part is in Exodus 16 and 2 Corinthians 12. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight? Except you go with us, so we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who upon the face of the earth.
第三部分是出埃及记33:16。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
And 2 Corinthians 12:9, my favorite verse here. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
还有就是哥林多后书12:9，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
On the one hand, we know that it is the right, the privilege of God's people to seek His presence.
在某一方面，在一方面来说，我们知道这是神子民的权利来寻求他的同在。
Moses is trying to stand on two things, both legs, when he asks God for this wonderful thing.
摩西他两个脚站在这个地方，他向神要求这个事情。
On the one side, he is emphasizing the fact that, hey, we're your kids. Aren't you supposed to take care of us, Dad?
在一方面来说，摩西说：“哎，我们是你的儿子，我们是你的子女，你是不是应该照顾我们呢
？”It's legitimate. You take care of us.
这个是应当的，你来照顾我们。
But are we living as the children of God?
但是我们是不是过的是像神儿女的一般的生活
？Remember, sin separated us from God in the fellowship.
是不是有罪恶让我们跟神分开呢？
But then Moses knows there's another leg he can stand. He can limp into the kingdom of God.
但是摩西知道他可以靠着另外一只脚，他一跛一跛的进入神的。
And that leg is called the leg of grace.
所以这另外一只脚就是神的恩典。
On the one hand, it's our natural, spiritual born relationship with God. On the other hand, it's a special favor.
这一方面是我们自然，我们是因为是我们是属神的子女，另外一方面是神的特别的恩惠。
And King James Version puts it very well in verse 16. It says that if I have found grace in your sight.Right. Verse 16, the first part is your people. Second part of it is found grace in your sight.
在出埃及记三章十六节这边讲的，人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？
You see the two legs he's standing on.
你们可以看到他所站立的这两只脚吗？
Of course, it's best we walk on both legs into the kingdom of God.
当然，最好是我们是靠这两只脚走到神的应许之地。
But when we are weak. When we stumble, God has grace to sustain us.
但是当我们软弱，当我们跌倒的时候，神有足够的恩典来支持我们。
Some people may be able to walk on both legs into the kingdom of God. Some people may be limping on one leg into the kingdom of God. But at least they made it, right?
有些人他们也许可以靠着双脚走到应许之地，但有些人他就是靠一只脚一跛一跛的走到应许之地。
There are three things I want to share with you. How may we seek the presence of God?
有三件事情我想跟各位分享，我们怎么样寻求神的同在。
First is seek Him alone and seek Him above all.
第一个就是我们要单单的来寻求他，而且是完全的来寻求他。
You have to make a priority and a degree of separation there.
我们必须要把这个事情完全跟其他事情分开，能够把这个当成最重要的事情。
The Bible says, whenever it says seek the Lord, it says seek the Lord with half the heart or the whole heart.
当圣经讲我们来寻求神是用我们全心还是半心？
The second principle is obey for the love of God. Obey His word for the love of God.
第二点就是我们要必须要因着神的爱，我们来遵守他的诫命。
And third is, we have to learn how to hop on one leg when we have to.
第三点就是我们要学习怎么样靠着我们一只脚，当我们必须这么做的时候。
Now, the first trick there, to see God alone and seek Him above all, we have to often be reminded.
第一点，我们怎么样来单单寻求神，我们必须要常常能够被提醒。
We have to put in some hard work.
我们必须要做一些努力。
Are you paying any efforts, putting in any efforts in your Christian pursuit?
我们在我们基督徒的道路，我们是不是真的努力去做呢？
Do you have the godly sweat?
我们是不是流出这个属灵的汗水呢？
Are you really seeking like you are hunting and you are really seeking?
我们是不是像打猎或是真正认真的在找这样的来寻求呢？
Do you just happen to be here this morning at this time at church?
我们是不是只是碰巧我们这个时候今天在这个教会呢？
Or you have come here with a strong desire you must meet with God.
还是我们来到这边我们很强的愿望我们要跟神面对面。
I remember in the 80s and the 90s, there's a trend of set of merchandise in the malls.
我记得在80年、90年代那时候在有这个趋势就是在这个mall 里头卖东西。
And they sell this kind of artwork or the 3D paintings.
他们卖这种立体的图画。
And what reminded me of that is when we see God that we focusing in knowing what he's trying to tell us.
当我们寻求神的时候，是我们是不是非常的专心？我们能够知道他想要跟我们说什么话呢？
I remember the first few experiences I come across those 3D paintings. Some will have the Statue of Liberty, some will have the aircraft carrier, but to me they were just a bunch of dots.
当我第一次看到这些立体图案的时候，他们跟我讲是有的是自由女神，有的是航空母舰，但是对我来看只是看到一些小点。
If I just walk past it, there's no way I can make out the image that it is a Statue of Liberty.
因为我只是从那边经过，我保证我没办法看出那就是一个自由女神。
If you're just passing through church, perhaps there's no way you ever can say, my Christianity is real, and I'm so fortunate.To be a child of God.
我们如果单单只是经过这个教会，我们就没办法真正知道说我们是 我们能够真认识神，我们是神的儿女。
But when I learn to be patient, when I put in the time to focus on connecting the dots, suddenly a picture comes alive to me. Yes, it's not just dots. There's a meaning. There's a message there.
但是当我花出努力，我非常专心的来看这幅画的时候，我就看到，是的，这不单单是一点一点，而是真的一幅画就浮现在我眼前。
Christianity is not just about coming on Wednesday prayer, Friday fellowship, and Sunday service.
我们基督徒的道路并不是礼拜三来祷告会，礼拜五来团契，礼拜天来。
Or you feel bad not to read the Bible, or not pray, every day, that you have to force yourself into something.
或者是你要强迫自己来做一些事情。
Do you see Christianity is romance?
我们可以看到这种基督徒就是一种这个是一个恋爱，这是一种恋爱。
Did you ever see that this walk with God is the best thing that ever happened to you? You're the lucky person in this world.
我们是不是能够看到我们跟神同在，就是我们是世界上最幸运的人
？If that is not what it defines your Christianity, then your Christianity must be pretty dry.
如果我们基督徒生命不是这样子的话，我们的灵命就是非常干渴。
If you're passing through church through those routines, you will never find him in the dots. You will not hear him, will not see his face.
如果我们只是单单做这些例行工作的时候，我们就没办法看到那些点里头看到他的脸。
I give you a challenge that you try to make out the 3D picture or 4D picture of God's face in your Christian walk.
我想给各位一个挑战，就是我们是不是能够在这些点里头，我们能够看到神的这个脸面能够出现在我们立体的出现。
Spend time every night, every morning, meditating on Him, perhaps.You will see his face is in the midst of all.
我们如果早晨晚上我们昼夜来思想的话，我们也许可以看到他就在我们当中。
Many godly men and women gave us this secret that they rise up early in the morning to spend time with God.
很多属神的儿女，他们有这个习惯，早晨他们起来跟神有一段时间。
Like Charles Spurgeon.
像斯布珍。
George Mueller.
像 George Mueller,
that what they would share with us is that before they would talk to any man, they must first talk to God. Before they hear any man, they must first hear God. Before they see any face, they want to see the face of God.
就是在他们跟人讲话以前，他们必须跟神讲话。他们听到人说话的时候，他们必须先听神说话。然后他看到他们跟人面对面的时候，他必须要先跟神面对面。
This is the second service of the new year 2008, right?
这是2008年第二次主日崇拜。
It's not too late to make a commitment before the Lord that you have to see his face in every meeting or else you'll be like Joshua, you're not leaving. Why is Joshua, by the way, staying after the tent when everyone else is left?
这2008年我们还不晚，就是我们能够下定决心，我们必须在这次聚会当中，我们能够看到神的面，就好像约书亚为什么在大家都离开会幕以后，他还留在会幕。
I read that verse, I could never forget that verse.
我读的那段经，我永远没办法忘掉那段经。
When everyone, even Moses left, but Joshua stayed at the tent.
所有的人包括摩西都已经离开会幕，只有约书亚还留在那。
Everyone says, "Oh, I saw the face of God. See you later. I got it." They walk away.
每个人都说，哦，我看到神的面了，那他们就离开了。
And Joshua is saying, "Really? Where is God's face?"
然后约书亚他说，真的吗？神的面在哪里呢？
He stayed behind after everyone left. Perhaps he found the face of God. He's afraid he will lose that image.He wants to stay in the presence of God as long as possible.
在所有人都离开，也许约书亚当初有找到神的面，但是他怕这个影像在他离开之后就消失，所以他想要花更多的时间跟神同在。
So don't you ever wonder those people who can pray for hours are spiritual monsters?
所以你是不是常常有感觉到那些人，他们祷告一祷告可以好几个小时，这些人是不是怪物
？If you found the person you love.You'll be talking on the phone or talking to the person for hours, not hanging up, right?
如果你发现一个爱的人，你在电话上就可以跟他讲好几个小时。
I remember the early days with my wife, while we're before we're married, we always play this game of who hangs up first.
啊，我记得当我在认识我太太的时候，我们打电话，我们在玩这个游戏，就是看谁先挂掉电话。
And she said, "Why don't you hang up? We need to go get rest."
啊，她会跟我讲说，你为什么不先挂电话？我必须要去休息了。
And I would say, "Why don't you hang up first?"
那我就跟她说，你为什么不先挂
？And we've been saying that for like an hour or later, then we were still saying the same thing.
然后我们花了一个小时在彼此说你们为什么不挂、就是、
It is not a hard thing for Joshua to stay in the tent longer.
这个对约书亚来说一直待在会幕并不是难的事情。
It is not hard for the psalmist to write, better is one day in your court than 1,000 days elsewhere.
这也不对那些写诗人在一天在你的庭院当中胜过千日在外面。
Because it is a place of romance.
因为这是一个谈恋爱的地方。
They found something that others haven't.
他们找到别人所没发现的。
Would you not find this treasure?
我们是不是能够发现这是这个珍宝呢？
Seek him alone and above all things.
我们必须要单单的来寻求他。
And then the Apostle John also tells us, obeying his word for the love of God.
而且约翰使徒他也跟我们讲说我们必须要遵守他的诫命因为他的爱。
There's a story that a great Bible teacher Donald Gray Barnhouse has said.
这有一个故事这个
Donald
Gray Barnhouse.、Yeah.
And he said at one time a missionary went to Africa with his family.
他说有一次有一个传道的人他跟他的家人到非洲。
The young boy was playing, the young boy of the missionary was playing in the yard.
这个传道人他的儿子在院子里玩耍。
Suddenly the voice of the father, reached the boy.
突然他父亲的声音传来。
He says, Philip, obey me instantly.
他说 Philip, 你马上听我的话。
Drop to your stomach.
你趴在地上。
Immediately the youngster did as the father commanded.
然后那个他儿子就遵守他父亲的命令。
Now crawl toward me as fast as you can.
好，然后尽快的爬到我这里来。
The boy obeyed.
然后这个男孩子就遵守他的命令。
Stand and run to me as fast as you can.
然后他说你站起来然后尽快的跑到我这里来。
And Philip responded unquestioningly and ran to his father's arms.
然后这个 Philip 嘛，他就很快的站起来，就跑到他父亲的怀抱。
When he's in his father's arms, he turned back and looked.
然后当他回到他父亲的怀抱，他转头的，然后看。
There on the branch above his head was a large, deadly snake there.
然后在他头上，刚刚他所在那个头上的树上，有一条非常大的这个毒蛇。
At the first command of the father, Philip could have hesitated and asked the question.
当他父亲第一次命令他的时候他也许可以犹豫然后他要问问题。
Why do you want me to do that? I'm having fun.
你为什么要我做这个我正在玩。
You know, he may not have the chance to hear the father's reply.
他也许没办法再听到他父亲的答案。
Why is obedience necessary for God's presence to be realized here?
为什么顺服是让我们能够明白神的同在一个非常重要的事情。
Besides,The extreme story I just told, obedience is what allows us to usher in God's reality.
这个顺服就能让我们能够带入神的同在。
It's through that we be identified as the people under the work of cross.
因为这样我们就可以变成就是代表我们是在神的十字架的子民。
Then it's through this obedient person, God's goodness can shine through.
然后因着我们顺服神的良善就可以借着我们显出来。
The work of the cross will first bring obedience into the heart of believers, not glorious experiences.
十字架的工作首先就是把我们带入顺服当中。
What it means to carry a cross?
背着十字架是什么意思呢？
It's not aThing you use it to scratch your back.
并不是拿来抓我们备用的。
It's not an ornament you carry. Wow, this is the trendy ornament I carry.
也不是我们身上所带的装饰品。
It's a punishment tool.
这是一个处罚的工具。
When you imagine your hands and feet nailed to the cross, you will lose all your freedom.
当你的手脚都被钉在十字架，你就丧失了自由。
It's not a thing you scratch your back to find comfort.
这并不是你拿来抓你背痒的。
It's something that makes you very uncomfortable.
这是让你觉得非常不舒服的一个东西。
But it is through the work of the cross and the obedience can allow God's goodness to shine through.
但是借着十字架的工作，这个神的良善就可以从我们的顺服当中显露出来。
And the last trick, the last secret in seeking the presence of God is how to hop on one leg.
然后最后一个秘密，怎么样来寻求神的同在，就是我们学的怎么样用一只脚来跛着走。
Maybe your effort in seeking isn't the best.
也许你的努力并不是最好的。
It takes one person 10 minutes to make out the 3D picture, but you...10 hours, you're still scratching your head. What is this thing?
也许有一个人，他十分钟他就发现这个图像，但是你花了十个小时，你还搞不清楚到底是什么。
You realize one thing: all the great people in the Bible, they share one common attribute.
我们可以看到圣经当中这些伟大人物，他们都有一个共同点。
They know how to negotiate with God.
他们知道怎么样跟神来讨价还价。
They know maybe what they have is not good enough.
他们知道他们所拥有不是最好的。
They will beg for God's grace.
他想要求神的恩典。
When was the last time you begged him of his grace?
我们上次是什么时候来求神的恩典呢?
Remember, cheap grace makes cheap Christians, and cheap Christians make cheap God.
我们知道这个廉价的恩典造就是廉价的基督徒，廉价的基督徒就造就廉价的神。
It is when you realize you're not good enough that will compel you to his throne of grace to say, God, without your grace, there's no way I can make it.
就是当我们自己明白我们自己不行的时候，我们就能够来到神的施恩宝座前，你说神啊，我们需要你的恩典。
When Paul making this 2 Corinthians 12:9,He was not having the best time after the retreat and you know blurring out this this sentence.
当保罗他在写哥林多后书十二章九节的时候，并不是他刚到过特会，他觉得是很高兴的时候。
Not when him is at peak of his spiritual walk.
也并不是当他在属灵状况最佳的时候。
It's after he recklessly struggled with a thorn in the flesh and prayed 3 times for it to be removed.
这是在他的这个他一直在跟他身上有一个刺，他在那边挣扎以后，他做的祷告。
Sometimes we think we need to maintain a perfect condition to feel like, wow, I'm legit to be in his presence.
有时候我们觉得我们必须要在一个完全良好的状况之下，我们才能够得到他与我们同在。
But don't you realize it is all by his grace?
但我们必须要知道，这完全是他的恩典。
And I share with you the applications.
我想跟大家分享一些怎么样应用。
There are briefly 3 things in the closing words I want to share with you.
在我们结束前，我有三件事情要跟各位分享。
Before and after each church meeting, seek before God with this prayer. Is God here and is God delighted to be here?
我们在每次聚会前后，我们都用这样的祷告来问神，神是不是在这里，而且神是不是乐意在这里。
Next is cultivate a church that contagiously permeates the congregation with a life-transforming presence of God.
我们要培养一个能够将神改变人生命的同在传给会众的教会。
Meaning there's a church that has all 3 categories of presence of God. The omnipresence, right? The indwelling presence and the manifest presence.
这就是一个教会，它有神的三样的同在，一个是神的无所不在，一个是他内住的同在，一个是他同在的彰显。
And the third thing is, as a loving reminder, also as a warning,we should conduct our ministry and our lives in biblically worthy manner as God's presence is both tender and reverent.
第三个就是我们的执事和生命都应该符合圣经的教导，因为神的同在是既温柔又值得敬畏。
His presence is so tender and loving.
他的同在是既温柔又 可爱的。
But at the same time, his presence could be challenging because he's a holy God.
但是同时呢，他的同在也是非常具有挑战性，因为他是圣洁的神。
That we cannot just conduct our lives and ministries in just haphazard, careless ways.
我们没办法就在我们做执事或我们的生命，我们只是毫不在乎的这么去做。
Above all is my burden to share with you that you will treasure the presence of God like never before.
这是我的负担，就是跟各位分享我们必须要如何的珍惜神与我们同在。
I remember the story, a father used to build up a lot of treasure.
我记得一个故事，就是一个父亲他怎么样来他怎么样积蓄他的财宝。
He accumulated a lot of wealth through life, and he found a way to hide his wealth.
他一生当中，他积蓄了许多的钱财，然后他想一个办法来藏他这些钱财。
Because his son was away, he wants to preserve all the wealth for his son.
因为他的儿子不在他身边，所以他想要把这些财宝呢为他的儿子保存。
So he dug a hole in his bedroom floor.
所以他在他卧房的这个地上呢挖了一个洞。
And then he covered it up with the brick and then the cement, make it look like it's all one piece.
然后他再用砖头跟水泥把它盖起来，就像整片的地一样。
Then one time he got very, very sick.
然后有一次他生病很重。
He called his son home.
他把他儿子叫回来。
He's trying to save up the last breath to tell his son,Where the real treasure is hidden.
他留着最后口气，他想要跟他儿子讲他的财宝藏在什么地方。
When the son came home, he had just a little bit left.
当他儿子回到家的时候，他就剩下一点点的气。
All he could manage to say is, my treasure, my treasure.
他剩下最后力量，他只能讲说我的财宝，我的财宝。
And he can't say anything anymore.
然后他就说不下去了。
And then,He's pointing at the floor with a finger that has a big ring.
然后他就用着戴着一个大戒指的手指，他指着那个地板。
And he's pointing very hard at that place.
然后他很努力地指着他那个藏财宝的地方。
He says, Dad, I know what you're trying to say. I got it.
他儿子说，爸爸，我知道你想要说什么。
Before long, his father passed away.
然后他父亲就去世了。
The son brought the whole family together.
然后那个儿子就召聚所有的家人。
And he told them the last words from his father.
然后他跟他们讲父亲最后的遗嘱。
He held up the ring and said,
他把这个戒指拿起来说，
Look, all my father's wealth is here.
他说我父亲所有的财宝都在这里。
And he would never realize there's so much more in store for him.
他就不了解还有更多的财宝在等着他。
Is that like Christians?
这是不是像我们基督徒呢？
There's so much more in store for us, and we know just that little.
有许多为我们存留的财宝，但是我们只知道这么一点点。
Let's read this verse in Psalm 16:11.
让我们一起来读诗篇16:11.
You will make known to me the path of life.In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. The fullness of joy is in the presence of God.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
The fullness of God is in the presence of God.
在神里头完全全然的丰盛就是神的同在。
Let's bow our hands and pray.
让我们来低头祷告。